We're sharing a few stories from the summit this week as families around the nation gathered to enjoy Thanksgiving. After all, those working to fight climate change will tell you that families are much on their minds. In one summit session, the state of California and the group called ALICE, you can find them at helloalice.com, created a small-scale beauty contest with green companies competing for $5,000 in funding. Sonoma County's Elizabeth Gore is the group's chairwoman and president.
At any one time, we're helping 100,000 founders achieve their dreams, and we specifically love it when they are making a profit, but also supporting humanity.
That's called the triple bottom line, making money with actions that also help society and the earth.
Particularly welcome the Secretary of Ag, Karen Ross, has joined us this morning, and she has been a leader on the cross-section between business, ag, and sustainability for a very long time. So thank you, Karen, for joining us.
I'm Karen Ross, and I'm Secretary of the California Department of Food and Agriculture.
That's an enormous job, and you must have plenty to do. So why are you here today?
Well, first of all, California has organized this summit and a number of affiliated events. In fact, the Department of Food and Ag hosted a two-day event on climate smart agriculture, scaling up practices to improve soil health and sequester carbon. It was fabulous. It was in Sonoma and Marin counties. So
as Karen Ross and I walk around, we see companies promoting bugs as food, a virtual reality station that brings you inside Elon Musk's proposed fast train to L.A., and another with a new approach to carpooling. There's also a company called Epic Clean Tech, with a wild idea about sorting out what goes down toilets and using the solids to make soil.
So this is all recycled water, so we're actually going into buildings in San Francisco and siphoning out all the organic matter that people flush down the toilet and using our own proprietary process, almost energy neutral, to create this high-quality soil.
Wow.
Carbon-rich, endlessly renewable.
Right.
Another company harvests and grows seaweed as food, with an initial market of restaurants and a longer-term goal of feeding livestock.
So culinary market is where we're first started, and that's where we're initially focusing in San Diego with a cadre of sustainable local chefs. But the Asparagopsis taxiformis is this superstar seaweed that has been shown, if fed in 2%, to reduce methane emissions from belching.
The winner is Aaron and Kyle of Epic Clean Tech.
Woo-woo-woo!
Come on down.
So we are Epic Clean Tech. We are decentralizing wastewater treatment. Essentially, wastewater has been done the same way for 200 years, which is to say we go from buildings to sewers to far-off treatment plants. It's worked well for a long time, but pipes are breaking, facilities are outdated, so we're actually putting systems into individual buildings so we can produce an endless amount of soil, and it's extremely high-quality soil. It's carbon-rich. We're putting everything right back into the soil. We are literally the masters of poop jokes and toilet puns, so if you ever want to get into that business with us, we are here. Thanks.
I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.